السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deceptions of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala that today, the 15th of Zulqa'dah 1443, we continue with Surah chapter 53, Surah An-Najmi, and verses 41 to verse 62. Insha'Allah Al-Aziz, today we will complete and conclude the Surah and this chapter. In yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us a great lesson. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And it belongs solely, only, exclusively to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, whatever there is in the celestial creation, terrestrial creation, in the heavens and in the earth. Everything in the universe belongs solely, only, exclusively to Him. Me and you are but temporary owners, temporary users. Either we will die or that article, that thing there, it perishes and it is going to be, you know, replaced and so forth. Now what happens? لِيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسَاءُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. So that He, Almighty Allah, will punish those who continue with their vices and sins. Sins, that is the kufr, the shirk, the nifaq, that is the blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, the hypocrisy. وَيَجْزِيَ الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا بِالْحُسْنَى. And Almighty Allah will reward those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. بِالْحُسْنَى وَجَنَّى and جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ. I gave you and mentioned yesterday and cited the references. لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَى وَزِيَادَى. Allah will give جَنَّةَ الْفِرْدَوْسِ الْأَعْلَى and another bonus, and that is رُؤْيَةَ Bari Ta'ala, to see Almighty Allah Himself. Therefore, we should always beg Almighty Allah, as mentioned in Musnad Ahmad, Allahumma inna nas'aluka. O beloved Allah, we beg of Thee, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladzat an-nazari ila wajhikal kareem. We have the ladza and the pleasure of seeing Thy honorable countenance, to see You, Ya Almighty Allah, Your Nur, Your Tajalli, Your effulgence, Your radiance, Ya Allah. So that will be one of the greatest bounties of Almighty Allah upon us. Today's lesson, chapter number 53, verse number 41, and we will continue to verse 62, inshaAllah. For a human being is what we strive for and make effort, and we will see the result of our efforts in this world. But in the year after, chapter 53, verse 41, Thumma, thereafter, subsequently, Yudzahul Jaza al Awfa, they will be rewarded with the optimum, maximum reward, and that is in the year after. Whatever we enjoy in this world is just a bonus. The real maximum, optimum reward is in the year after. For those who pass away with Iman and Islam, فَآتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ ثَوَابَ الدُّنْيَا وَحُسْنَ ثَوَابِ الْآخِرَةِ. Allah, that Almighty Allah rewards us in this worldly life, but the year after you will receive the maximum, optimum, handsome reward. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen, and Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala loves those who fulfill their duty with beauty and sincerity. Chapter number 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse number 148. Everything we will find in the noble Quran and in the Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now we are on a journey, and the journey will come to an end when we die. Then what? Wa anna ila rabbika al-muntaha. And then this human being, to Almighty Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, al-muntaha, that is your goal, that is your aim. Almighty Allah must be pleased with us. Wa anna ila rabbika al-muntaha. Why do we give out zakat? Why do we perform hajj? Why do we perform give out the charity, voluntary charity, fasting, everything for the pleasure of Almighty Allah? So He is our goal, He is our aim and objective. Who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? See what Allah says. Wa annahu huwa adhaka wa abaka. And He, Almighty Allah, makes you smile, He makes you laugh. Wa abaka, He makes you cry. In that same house, you must remember that the wife gave birth to the baby boy. In the morning and in the evening, the child passes away. They were elated and delighted, and in the evening, they're all crying because the son, the daughter, passes away. So there's moments and occasions of joy and happiness and prosperity. Occasions of sadness, grief, and adversity all comes from Almighty Allah. Life is a challenge. We have to adapt to it. The vicissitudes, the ups and downs of life. Wa annahu huwa adhaka wa abka. He gives us to smile and laugh. He makes us cry. Wa annahu huwa amata wa ahya. He gives death and He gives life. Who can give life and death? The doctor? The physician? The scientist? Professor? No one. Who are you? He where you meet. He alone gives life. He alone gives death. Doctor, gynecologist said everything is fine. She gave birth and then it was a stillborn baby. How disappointed she becomes. And she loses hope. But remember, we are Muslims. We can never lose hope and in the mercy of Almighty Allah. And who are amata wa ahya? He gives life. People try to commit suicide, and yet Almighty Allah gives them another chance. So life and death is solely, only in the hands of Almighty Allah. Amata, He gives death. Wa ahya, He gives life. Wa annahu khalaqa az-zawjayn az-zakara wal-unsa. And He creates everything in pairs, male and female. You look at human beings, you look at animals, you look at reptiles, you look at plants, you look at the creation. But there's today's satanic modern society, capitalistic secular society. They even changed the definition of marriage and nikah. And that was Adam and Eve, male and female. They said, no, it can be Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. So all this satanic business in Islam, all this is punishable by death. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Uqtulul fa'il wal maf'ul." Open Bulughul Maram, Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. When two consenting adults commit the crime of gay business and homosexuality, and they are both adult, they are sane, and they did so willingly, knowingly, so definitely for them there will be the death penalty as far as Islam goes. But today's world, they'll tell you this is human rights issue. We say it is all satanic business. Wa annahu khalaqa az-zawjayn az-zakara wal-unsa. So He created everything in pairs, male and female. How did we start? How did we come into existence? Min nutfatin idha tumna. From that nutfa, from that semen and sperm, idha tumna, when it was poured out. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us more than 1400 years ago on the Mubarak blessed heart of the Master Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Falyanzuril insanu mimma khuliq. O human being, you should wonder upon ponder and reflect how you were created. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقٍ. He was created from that water, from that sperm, from that liquid, dafik, that jumps. And remember that emits, and that is here also, dafik is mentioned here, and here is mentioned, إِذَا تُمْنَا, that comes out, pours out, jumps out. So from there, it goes into the rahim, that it enters the wife, so madam, and Adam and Eve, so husband and wife, that what we speak about, not the haram business that people are doing today, and then the children are born as bees and harami children. Remember, there is no blame and sin on the innocent children. The blame is on the male and female who committed fornication. 100 lashes for them in public, Quran says, Surah 24, chapter 24, verse 2. And if it is adultery, they married, both of them or one of them, then it will be the death penalty. And for the other part, the person who is not married, 100 lashes in public. So Islam promoting, advocating a pure and chaste society, not a condom caste society like today. خُلِقَ مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقٍ. So the semen, money, where is the markers, where is the headquarters of it? Allah is teaching us. 1400 years ago. يَخْرُجُ مِنْ بَيْنِ السُّلْبِ وَالتَّرَائِبِ. It comes out from the back of the male, where our spine ends. So there is some place. Remember, there the money and the bank is there for the male. وَالتَّرَائِبِ. And in the bosom, in the breast of the lady. So imagine chapter 86 in Surah Sama wa Samai wa Tariq, Almighty Allah mentioning in chapter 86, verses 5, 6 and 7. Can you imagine the glory, the beauty, the style, the diction of the noble Quran? It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, we were non-entities 100, 150, 200 years ago. Our father, mother met, our mother conceived, she gave birth to us, now we love, and then we die. Then what? وَأَنَّا لَيِّنْ نَشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَىٰ. And verily upon him, Almighty Allah, نَشْأَةَ الْأُخْرَىٰ. He will resurrect us. And remember this life after death. And we must believe in that, because that is an article of faith. The non-Muslims came to the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, trying to make a mockery. مَنْ يُحْيِي الْإِذَامَ وَيَرَمِيمَ. Who will give life to these bones when they have been decomposed and disintegrated? Kul yuhyiha alladhi ansha'a awwala marra. You see the word ansha'a there, and here nash'ata. So the words are very similar. So he, Almighty Allah, who created you the first time, he will resurrect you. So what objection do you have? Surah Yasin, chapter number 36 and verses 78-79, we need to understand the glory and beauty of the noble Quran. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. And he is the one, Allah. He gives you the wealth and enriches you. It's not our degrees and our business acumen. People never even saw high school or university. They're multi-millionaires in my own family. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ أَغْنَى وَأَقْنَى. And he makes other people content. They have little bit, but they have qana'a. They are very, very content and happy with that. وَأَنَّهُ هُوَ رَبُّ الشِّعْرَى. And he, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, is the sustainer, nourisher of shi'ra. Shi'ra is the big, big star. It's called Sirius. How we have our programs, Q&A, with Radio Al-Ansar International, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So shi'ra refers to that star. So why did Almighty Allah mention it? Because in the days of Jahiliyyah, the pre-Islamic days, the days of paganism, people used to worship the star. So Almighty Allah says, nay, no one can worship creation. You must worship Rabbu Shi'ra. You must worship Rabbul Alameen. Worship the one and only who is the sustainer, nourisher of the entire universe. He is the only Khaliq and only Malik. He is the only exclusive attributes of Creator and the only possessor owner of the entire universe. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى to the people of Ad, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا Almighty Allah sent Nabi Hud alayhi salam. So sometimes they are known as Adan al-Ula. Why? Because remember the people of Samud are known as the second Ad. So they are known as Samud and Adan Ad Thaniya, the second Ad. So to them Almighty Allah sent Nabi Salih alayhi salam. And both nations and both groups, Almighty Allah decimated, humiliated, annihilated them. And all this mentioned in the Noble Quran. You just read chapter 69, Surah Al-Haqqah. فَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَأُولِكُوا بِالطَّاغِيَةِ One blast came and finished. They were decimated. And the people of Ad, Allah sent the wind and the hurricane. Seven nights and 8 days. No one lived to tell the tale. So Thamud, the people of Salih alayhi salam, and Ad, the people of Hud alayhi salam. وَأَنَّهُ أَهْلَكَ عَادًا الْأُولَى So he, Almighty Allah, decimated them, destroyed and annihilated them. وَثَمُودَ فَمَا أَبَقَى And the people of Thamud were known as the second Ad. So they're known as the second Ad and they're known as the people of Thamud. So you go today to Saudi Arabia towards the Madinah Salih, we've been there. Till today the remnants and the relics are there. How all Almighty Allah punished them. Fama abqa, they also did not remain. Fadam dama alayhim rabbuhum bidambihim fasawaha. Allah crushed them because of their vices and sins and flattened them. Go and see how they carved out their homes. Masters, even today people cannot do so. They marvel at it. Wa qawma nuhim min qabl and the people of Noah. Nabi Nuh alayhi salam before, how Almighty Allah send the deluge and the flood. Allah can punish us in any way He wants to. Sickness, illness, wars, and no rain, famine and drought. Sometimes too much rain and floods and deluge. Sometimes winds and gale force and hurricane. Sometimes temperatures. Do you saw what happened in Kuwait? Now in the past few days, the temperatures reached over 70 degrees. The cars were melting and everything in front there was melting. So that is Qudrat ka Karishma, the manifestation of the power of Almighty Allah. Why did Almighty Allah destroy these nations and people? Innahum kanu hum azlama wa atgha. Because all of them, hum azlama, they were the tenpot dictators, oppressing their souls, oppressing other people, other creation, and making zulam, and the greatest zulam and oppression is inna shirka la zulmun azim. When people ascribe, associate somebody, something to Allah, they worship deities, semi-gods, demigods, then they are the biggest zalim, oppressors and tenpot dictators, wa adgha, and they went beyond the limits they transgressed. Wal mu'tafikata ahwa mu'tafika, and those cities and those towns that were turned upside down. Ahwa, Allah crushed them to the lowest, lowest, lowest. So they were turned upside down and then they went to the lowest, lowest. See Ahwa. See today's miracle. We've been there several times to the land of occupied Palestine and that is Sodom and Gomorrah. That the lowest portion on earth as far as altitude goes. Almighty Allah mentioned this 1400 years ago and more. Ahwa, the lowest, lowest place going down. For Ghashaha ma Ghasha, the punishment came and it covered them from all sides. The gay community, the homosexuals, the people who want to justify it today. Allah forbid, the LGBT. So the land and sand is telling us a story. The lowest place as far as altitude goes. Al-Bahrul Mayyit, the Dead Sea, nothing survives there. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكَ تَتَمَارَى آلَاء, the plural of إِلَاء. So ilan, one bounty, Allah, the bounties. Oh, human being, male, female, which of the bounties of your sustainer, nourisher, tatamara, will you dispute, will you argue? Everything comes from Almighty Allah. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. Good, bad, happy, sad. Ask Allah for afiyah. Ask Allah for safety, for protection, for hifadat, for protection, preservation of our iman, our Islam, and all the good deeds we do. There will be challenges and there will be problems in life. هذا نذير من النذر الأولى. This is the warners from the previous warners who came initially. Nabi Hud alayhi salam, Nabi Salih alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. They all came and warned their people, worship one Allah and follow the man method of the prophets and messengers, selected by Almighty Allah, not elected by people. Azifatil Azifa, Qiyamah is coming nearer and nearer. So Azifatil Azifa, you can make two translations. Our death is coming nearer and nearer, and that is the micro. And Azifatil Azifa, the day of Qiyamah, the day of justice, the day of judgment is coming nearer and nearer. That's the macro. Take the great mufti of the Sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, when the sun would set, his face would become somber. His students asked, what's wrong? He said, naqasa fihi al-ajal wa lam yazid fihi al-amal. Naqasa fihi al-ajal, that, remember, my lifespan is getting shorter and shorter and decreasing, and my good deeds and righteous actions are not increasing. How we looked at sunset and sunrise, how we look at it. Zameen Asman ka fark, al farku baina thara wa suraya, the difference between the heavens and the earth. And then when the punishment comes, laysa laha min dunillahi kashifa, there is no one to remove it, the punishment, besides Almighty Allah. So many punishments we go through. Sometimes load shedding, sometimes water shedding, sometimes there's famine and drought. Look at Somalia, look at Port Elizabeth, look at halat conditions, innocent people getting shot in the street. So many things happen. The punishment of Allah, none can remove it except Him, Almighty Allah. Today people want to justify everything and put the halal stamp, Sharia compliant. One is music. Go study these three books in three different languages. Tahrimu Alati Turb by Sheikh Albani Rahimahullah. And Islam or, that's in Arabic, Islam or Musiki by Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimahullah in Urdu. And in English, Slippery Stone by Khalid Baig, B-A-I-G, a masterpiece. So this ayat is proving there's no place for music and instruments and so forth. أَفَمِنَ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ تَعْجَبُونَ. What's wrong with you, human being? With the speech of the noble Quran, you are so surprised. وَتَضْحَكُونَ, and you laughing, joking. وَلَا تَبْكُونَ, you're not crying. Don't you see how many nations were punished? How many generations have gone and nobody even mentions them? وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ غَافِلُونَ, and you are totally unmindful, and you are playing your sports and entertainment. Another tafsir, وَأَنْتُمْ سَامِدُونَ وَأَنْتُمْ فِي الْغِنَاءِ مَشْغُولُونَ, you are busy with your music and musical instruments, your Hollywood, your Bollywood, your Robin Hood. Imagine, where is this ummah today? Fasjudu lillah, make sajda for the love and pleasure of Allah. This is live, it's not a recording. I'm here in the studio. So fasjudu lillah, perform the sajda tilawat. Wa'abudu, and worship Him, Allah alone. Become His slaves, His servant alone. This was the first surah, the first chapter given to the master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein a sajda tilawat. It comprised and consists of sajda tilawat. So therefore, sajda tilawat is compulsory upon the reciter, me, and upon the listener, you, according to the Hanafi school, according to Shafi's, Malik's, Hanbali's, it's sunnah. You do so, very good, and you don't perform it, there will be no sin. So rather perform it. We thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Another surah and chapter is concluded, Surah An-Najmi. Inshallah, my brother Tobela will prepare the podcast and send us the whole from Surah Yasin to the ending of Surah An-Najm. And that side, we are busy with Surah Fatiha to Surah Furqan. When Surah Furqan finishes verses 77, then we will send you that as well. Make dua to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. He makes our khatima on Iman, and we die with Iman and Islam. 132 Surah Furqan, chapter 25, verses 27 to 30. 2 to 3, inheritance, Mawlana Harun Abbas Umar. Very interesting topic. All of us should pay attention. Very important. 3 to 3:40, this morning's repeat of the Q&A, and thereafter various duas and zikr. 4 to 5, the Hajj program by Mawlana Salim Dorat of Leicester, UK, in the Urdu language. Very, very interesting. 5 to 7, Mawlana Khalid Yaqub from the Durban studio, inshallah. 7 to 7:30, you will listen to the repeat of this tafsir we heard now, Surah An-Najmi, chapter 53, verses 41 to 62. And then 7:30 to 8, Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel, Rahimullah's advices. 8 to 10, the discussion, Mawlana Arafat Atiya and Mawlana Salim Kareem. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.